CRISPR Roots 14. Let's talk about a couple of swell kids, Taylor Honeycutt and Keller Cox. Rising country rockers, maybe. Maybe both mid-20s. I'm not sure. Maybe Taylor's a little older. I'm not sure. But I was charmed by both these albums. And or maybe impressed, charmed by Keller and impressed by Taylor in some way. And the reason I guess I thought suddenly it should be these two and we should group them together. And this week where a whole bunch of shit came out by, you know, all kinds of famous Americana artists and stuff and country artists. But I'm always looking for the underdog. But one thing is that when on a casual instant Google, they both came back with some really charming, sort of very American history. So I just thought I would share that and then share these records. All right, so what's the Taylor Honeycutt's charming little slice of history? I don't know. I was just like, okay, so I Google Taylor Honeycutt. I'm even trying to figure out who is an underdog a little bit, right? Like, in other words, like, is this someone who already has a million views or is this someone who does not have a million views? I don't think she does, really. But I think she will. She's a hell of a singer. All right. And I just was like, so I'm Googling around, and she has a Twitter feed, you know, X feed that she hasn't added to in 10 years, since 2014, when she must have been quite young. How about this for a tweet? Y'all, I start working at the dog park today. Bring on the puppies. All right, so that's the kind of thing it looks like, man. She's from small town Alabama, I think. And all right, so I just go like, oh, yeah. And I guess I get a wholesome American vibe from both of these young people, although Taylor's ready to growl a little more and maybe inch toward the dark side. But neither of these are really dark side type of people. All right. Now, Taylor, the album... It's EP. No, it's not. It's a 10-song LP called Alabama Sound. Now, what is the sound of Alabama? That's the first thing I thought of when I saw this title and the cover with a map of Alabama with Taylor Honeycutt in it. Well, is it the sound of Dinah Washington? The sound of W.C. Handy. The sound of Bobby Goldsboro. The sound of Nat King Cole. Lionel Richie. Alabama. Hank Williams. All right. Sorry, but if Hank Williams is one of the options, there are no better options. But I also know what the sound of Alabama is. Maybe you do too. It's the sound of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yes, it is. Sorry. No, I know. Like, if I was black Alabama, I wouldn't be too happy about that or whatever, especially since some of those names I just gave you or whatever, you know, okay. But it's the first thing I thought of. Sound of Alabama is Lynyrd Skynyrd. And Taylor Honeycutt is devoted to that. This thing rocks in a Southern rock way. Not in a beautifully lilting Dwayne Betts way from CRISPR Roots 2. Is it two? Three? But I don't know. The playing is impressive here. She's a rocker. I guess that's what you say. Like, if I was describing the actual genre of this, it might be Americana. It might be country. It's straight blues rock. And she is a gifted rock singer. Now, it might be too late for that. But boy, it sounds good, and it sounds like back. It sounds like stuff that reminds me of stuff. I don't know. I don't think any great Southern rock bands have female singers. I have this vague memory of a Rossington Collins band. All right. But let's try this one. Losing Streak by Taylor Honeycutt.
Let's all promise we'll go wild.
Okay, that's actually the more gentle countryside of Taylor Honeycutt, but it gives you a sense of the texture of that voice, which I think is really special. And she used it in a wide variety of ways. I'll give you some more, like showing her the rocker. Okay, I'm gonna try to start this one. Let me try this. Right, well, how about that for letting it out? Letting out the beast. And maybe it's almost beyond Southern rock. It almost has heavy metal elements and stuff, hard rock. But boy, she can bring it off, if you ask me. Right? You know, she's singing like Robert Plant or something, maybe. All right. She got some kick-ass lyrics, too. Try dealing with this one. All or Nothing by Taylor Honeycutt. HUNNICUTT. Honeycutt. All or Nothing. How about this swampy blues rock, right? I say that plays in any bar in America, man. It ought to, anyway, or you're in the wrong bar if that doesn't play. And I guess there are wrong bars. She's just like your mother, pretty in the face and dumb as she can be. All right, that's a good insult, man. All right, like, that makes you sorry that I ever got into this relationship with you, but then sorry I ever broke up with you, because then I had to hear stuff like that about my mother. Damn. So she's, you know, that's, and it's also the flavor of that aggressive rocker. So I'm accepting that as the sound of Alabama. All right. Taylor Honeycutt. That's some good stuff. All right, let's switch over. I need my harmonica. To Keller Cox. Now, what did I find charming online about Keller Cox? Well, Keller Cox, 21, in a page from the Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets. In his uniform, thumbs up, man. Keller isn't originally a member of Squadron 17 in the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M, and has served Squadron 17 as a Songfest chair and the head public relations officer. This year, he served as junior yell leader and will serve Texas A&M as the head yell leader for the 2020-21 school year. Off the quad, Keller's been a member of Fish AIDS, the Aggie Muster Committee, and Aggie Men's Club. Has worked as a camp counselor in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And in the future, this yell leader, the senior yell leader, head yell leader of Texas A&M, wants to go to Austin and try to make it as a country singer. All right, and he did. And there's his debut album, man. Good Again, Amen. Good Again, Amen by Keller Cox. I want things to be good again. Amen. I gotta say, this is about the most positive, life-affirming country album I ever heard. Okay? I mean, it's a little gospely in that way. Like it's just like the world is beautiful or something. Like you might expect this from a certain flavor of gospel music, but there's not a lot of that. There's just a bunch of God here. There's not a bunch of Jesus or something. There's just men in white hats wanting things to be good. I think the kind of innocence and life of affirmation in this album, I find it very charming. Okay? Is it entirely plausible or something? I'm not sure, but boy, it improved my mood this morning a little bit. I'll just give you a couple examples of this life-affirming positive vision. I mean, it's basically a kind of light traditional country with the life-affirming essence of it. He's got the right voice for it. It's light, it's kind of effervescent for a country singer. It's not nasal and hard, but it's very effective as a country instrument, I think. Anyway, how about this? An Old Dirt Road by Keller Cox.
If life is a highway, I'm an old dirt road. Rough around the edges, far from fast, always slow. But there's purpose to my gravel. It might make you tap the brakes. Roll down the windows, feel the wind upon your face. You can feel the silence. You can smell the dirt. You can see the glow. So much beauty in this earth, it almost hurts. If life is a highway, I'm an old dirt road.
It's almost awkward, and how sweet and how lovely the singing too. It reminds me a little bit of Brad Paisley, maybe, who's a similar like positive kind of country guy, and maybe is somewhat similar in the voice too, to early Brad. All right, let's. I don't know. There's a number of songs on this 11 song LP that I like quite a bit. Some of them are almost too sweet, in a way. But like Damn Good Friends, like that's what matters. I mean, Old Dirt Road, I mean, in a way he's hitting the cliches, but they sound fresh and He's hitting them because they work and they have a life-affirming essence or something. All right. So let's try this awfully sweet little love song or seduction song, Out on the Dance Floor by the Yell Leader.
Don't you worry, I remember my first time. If you just pay attention, I know what I like. Then I took a deep breath and I closed my eyes. Then she dragged me out on the dance floor. She said, oh yeah, boy, that's what I came for. She said,
well, that's awfully sweet. Like I say, the kind of light, effervescent flavor of country. You know, the songs on here like Everything Will Always Change. And that's okay, you know? So, I mean, for some reason, Keller Cox is on the cover with a smoking gun. But what he's doing is manifesting the good guy. Okay. Good again. Amen. And he's going to bring us there if we can get there. Meanwhile, Taylor Honeycutt's been in the bar too long. I don't know. If they're single, they ought to date or something, maybe. Okay. That's CRISPR Roots. What did I say? 14. 14? 14. Take it easy, y'all.